Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. So big welcome to today's podcast. I think it'd be really nice today to share with you 26 celebrations and thank yous. It is happy birthday to Mindfulness Pilates. Yes, it's true. I've been doing this over 26 years now. So it's happy birthday. So I wanted to at least acknowledge it, celebrate it, and hopefully give you some value and top tips as well today. But there's going to be lots of celebrations and thank yous. Where do I start? So I'm going to give you 26 celebrations. I'm going to whiz through them. there's so many. I think probably my top values actually are family, making a difference, and well-being. So I suppose first of all I'd just like to say thank you to my family and for everything they've done and been there for me through thick and thin, ups and downs, highs and lows. And yeah, I just want to acknowledge that really. Some of them will be getting a shout out in today's episode, so that's gonna have to be my first shout out today. So yeah, thank you very, very much indeed to my family. So let's whiz over to celebration and thank you number 2. Are we ready? I've got my Tibetan bell here today. So here we go, number 2. So I just want to share with you it's probably the biggest there have been so many different transformations in people's bodies and minds over the years of working with me. Mike is one of the people I worked with in Hertfordshire in my Hertfordshire days. And yeah, his words were, he came to see me as a last ditch resort before going under the knife. And yeah, he was actually booked in. He'd seen the doctor, seen the consultant, had the MRI scan, had the results in. The results were quite bad with his discs and his lumbar spine that he was booked in for a discectomy back operation with the NHS. Anyway, he saw me intensively for Pilates, and actually somebody today didn't understand what had happened, like how I helped with that. They obviously, I hadn't come across Pilates. I hadn't either, actually, all those years ago. And yeah, I helped him straighten up. He was it's awful. He was like so bent forward and like twisted over to the side, all over the place with the posture. Anyway, the good news was, after working with me intensively with the one-to-one transformational side of things, with the Pilates, the operation had to be cancelled. He got better. As long as he maintained it, he got better and played golf again. So got his quality of life back, which was pretty, pretty amazing. So that is celebration 2 today. An operation being cancelled. So obviously helped him get his back stronger, but had to start very gently. Got his back stronger, but got his core stability stronger, transformed his posture. It was awful, terrible, actually. And learn the right stretches, because not all stretches are good when you're going through that. There's kind of certain ones which can be good. Then you have to find out which ones are right, and worked on that. Core stability, breathing, the mindset, everything. It's a whole combination of things. So that was number 2 today. Okay. Celebration or thank you number 3. Oh, my mum. I love you, mum. But mum's actually been a guest. Chris has been a guest on the podcast. And she always did Pilates with me in Hertfordshire in the in-person studios, but then since I've been on Zoom, it's been fantastic. She was able to get back to really getting into it, but she'd really lapsed quite badly, actually, so much so I've interviewed her about 3 times on the podcast, so go and take a listen, it's quite inspirational. But she was balance had gone bad, you know, struggling upstairs, pain in the hip, bursitis in the hip. And some people, when they get to that point, they think, oh my God, am I going to need a hip replacement or something? But actually, if it's something like bursitis in the hip, that can be, you know, treated by seeing the doctor and the physio, osteopath, chiropractor route. But for me, my mum, she saw me for it. And yeah, she's pretty, yeah, she holds on to the banister, but she's good on stairs. Balance is much, much better, much improved. She even started jogging a little bit at age 80 after all of this. Pain in the hip's gone as long as she maintains it and looks after it. So it's quite inspiring. So thank you for dedicating 3 classes a week to your body, your hips, and you. Mum Chris, very, very well done. You're very inspiring. And thank you for saying that my new studio on Zoom, the Zoom studio, is better than my old studio. Thank you. I appreciate that. So thanks for that. Okay, celebration and thank you number 4. Julie, new, my sister, I love you too very much. So Julie was my first ever guest on the podcast, actually. And she came along with Sweep the Cat. It's actually the most listened to ever episode. Sweep the Cat is meowing, meow. but it's actually quite funny. It's like Sweep is actually talking to us in the podcast interview too. But Julie's been a great guest. A is my sister. B is a guest expert. She's also a fellow author. But also sharing how she's somebody who isn't so naturally good at looking after herself. And she's been in and out of this vicious cycle of going in and out of hip and back pain quite unnecessarily because she didn't used to look after herself regularly. She started doing 3 classes a week and she's doing very, very well. And when she does do that regularly, that stops her wasting time and money at the chiropractor. And that, this is her words, not mine. And being in pain because she just wants to be able to look after her grandson now. She's got a granddaughter as well, so sweet. She wants to be able to do her gardening. She wants to be able to go to her spinning and all the things that she loves to do, and swimming and stuff like that as well. And just pottering around the garden and spending time with family, etc. So she can do that now. So that's really good. So that's a celebration. So thank you, Julie, for also your dedication. And I am keeping going with saying, will you practice your 6 minutes today? That means, will you practice some, you know, strength and everything? So, and also you said that it's about you. Also, it helps you fulfill your purpose on the planet by working with me. And actually, as a client, yes, you're my sister, but because you have a strong purpose like I do, being an author, you know, Julie's author of Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden, The Grief Garden Path, and Personal Recovery Coach. And very, very important work. Julie helped me personally recover after divorce. I actually retired, can you believe it, from Pilates at one point because there was stuff to heal, and Julie helped me do that. So if you are struggling with, you know, separation, divorce, can't see the wood through the trees, going through illness, really difficult stuff, sometimes traumatic stuff or grief, from the coaching side of things, Julie can really help you with that. Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. So here we go. Okay, so number 5. These are in no particular order. So Amy L. Robinson is a massage expert, but she came to me because of, and lovely friend, she came to me because of having had a cesarean and was suffering with low back pain and sciatica. But the great thing is she worked with the one-to-one transformational program side of things, and it had to be so basic and gentle, and knowing what's safe to do, what's not safe to do. I taught her all of that. We started right at the beginning, very gentle, and just gradually built up until she was pain free, actually. So you can listen to Amy L's story in more depth on one of the other podcast episodes. So yeah, Amy, thank you so much for being a guest, and also the wonderful work that you do as well. So we're heading over to number 6 now. Here we go, celebration and thank you. So I'm so grateful I got to also teach Trina. I still teach Trina. In fact, I think Trina's been a client on and off for over 25 years now. So thank you. You can listen to Trina Haggerty on the podcast, also an wonderful accountant, very, very good accountant. I actually teach quite a few accountants. And yeah, you can listen to all about Trina's story, but she came along with prolapse cysts, originally in person. But the amazing thing is you can get the same benefits working with me on Zoom. So you can be anywhere in the world, actually, which is pretty amazing. And Trina rediscovered me in recent years and came back to work with me intensively, both one-to-one and also now doing, I'm about to start a second class a week as well. So we did the one-to-one transformational stuff, but obviously came along with all the sciatica, prolapse distance symptoms initially. And as long as she looks after herself and maintains with the regular strength and mindfulness Pilates side of things, she's doing really well. So well that she's been doing up to intermediate with some advanced exercises now as well, which is very impressive. But that's what happens. You can heal, you know, like even though I have ongoing spinal stenosis myself and past prolapse discs, you know, there's different levels, you know, you can get to depending on how well you heal with it all. So Trina can now do her dog training, go swimming. She has this cute dog who comes to class, Dogalatus. Leon comes to class, her little dog. And she can go dog training now, as long as she doesn't pick up the dog. She's fine in her shoulder. And yeah, we did a bit of rehab on the shoulders, but she's doing very, very well and doesn't have to live in the way that she did before she started. So it's amazing. So yeah, go and check out Trina's episode. Yeah, thank you for being a wonderful client and supportive client. And yeah, thank you for the work you put into your body and mind to look after yourself. And also, we probably play the lavender relaxation the most in your class because it's your favorite. So there we go. So yeah, thank you so, so much. So we're going to head over to the next celebration and thank you. So we're heading into celebration and thank you number 7, no particular order, as I said. So I meant to start with this in a way, well, no, family comes first. So maybe the second one, I meant to start with this early on. But obviously from my first 16 years in business and teaching, I was in Hertfordshire and I had these wonderful, amazing in-person studios. Big studio. It started off with one big studio and then it turned into a little studio and office, etc. Changing rooms, everything. So I just want to say a big thank you, really. A big shout out to all my old Pilates clients who came, you know, from far and wide, actually. I mean, it was in Hertfordshire on the board. It was in Hatfield on the border of Welwyn Garden City and Hatfield, actually. But people drove as from all surrounding areas and even as far as London. And I just like to say thank you to all of you who, you know, dedicated time to looking after your physical, mental health and well-being. A lot of you, I helped you with your backs. And I was just thinking of one of my old, and some of you have found me again. And I just like to say thank you. You know, some of you like Trina have come back after finding me online. Another one Googled me, Beverly Denshaw found me that they could work with me again. And in fact, something that's so lovely, actually, is that one of my regular mindfulness Pilates classes on Zoom, because they're all on Zoom, the classes, one class has got is filled with more old Hertfordshire clients than new ones. And I love that. I love that. So that's really, really nice. So if you are an old client, you are a welcome back. You are very welcome with open arms. So yeah, it has been so nice welcoming some old clients back. I've absolutely loved that. But when I moved to Dorset, I didn't know the power of the Zoom. I didn't know. I'd have probably been a snob and not thought it would have worked as amazingly as it does. You know, I've probably got a long way to educate people until they work with me. I'm like, wow, you're really precise. You're really, I'm working in a proper alignment. Like I did there, I just don't need to put my hands on clients anymore, on their shoulders, whatever. You can do extremely good, very good alignment, good posture, good correct alignment position, Pilates, if you're taught by me. So like today, I've got quite a new pregnancy client I'm working with at the moment on Zoom, who's recommended by one of my clients, Debbie, who I'm talking about next, actually, who recommended me to her. And her posture is very good, but we need to keep it very good. And she's aware, you know, you can actually use the Zoom video to an advantage, because it's like having a mirror there. So it gives the client double feedback. If I say, oh, that's really good, your shoulders are on top of your pelvis, back's in a good alignment, I can see their position as long as the camera's in the right position. And, you know, she can go away feeling really good about herself. But actually, I can see if somebody's staying stable in their back and pelvis and their position staying exactly right. I can even see if their tummy's moving and how they're breathing. One of my clients finds it harder to do the exhalation. So we're working on that. And this week, actually, she did it. She did it right this week. So that's good. So the breathing was good. So yeah, I just want to give a big shout out. I used to celebrate regularly the Pilates birthdays. And I thought I must start doing that again, at least acknowledge it, you know. So yeah, thank you to all of you who came along and that I helped, that you took the time for your body, your mind, you know, your soul and your backs. And yeah, well done. Well done. That's what I say. Welcome back as well if you want to. Right, moving on to the next one. So using my belt here just to break it up a bit. Take a breath in. Take a breath out. Right, we're going to go into number 8. So what should I say about this? Obviously, before I go into number 8, obviously, I did decide to move to Dorset and it will be 10 years this summer. It's been home. I have to say, I love it here. The sea is amazing. Some beautiful people. It's my family's little home. And yeah, making friends, more friends, got hobbies, love going in the Wim Hof. Plunge in the sea, walks, that sort of thing, for socials, going to cafes, stuff like that, keeping active. So yeah, it's lovely to come back to Huff, just visit family and friends as well. Right, so heading into number, where are we, 8. Yeah, so Debbie, I just mentioned who recommended me to the client I'm working with, we're working together in pregnancy, because I am trained in that area as well. So Debbie was on the podcast. I just want to give her a shout out. Deborah Watson, she had sciatica, but actually her primary pain that she came with was stress. In recent years, people have started to admit their stress on the mental health side of things. And I'm really proud of people for doing that. In those first 16 years, nobody ever said they're coming to me because of their stress or mental health strains. But now people are in the last few years, and it's like, oh, you know, what a relief. Yes, she had sciatica and low back pain, but that was her secondary pain to the stress. And if you listen to her interview, she's doing really well. She's now able to do the things that she loves, such as boot camp, training on the beach, going skiing. Okay, she has had a ski injury and she's in rehabilitation on her knee now, but we're doing really well. She's come to chair Pilates. So that's, you know, really fantastic. But from the back side of things, doing very well, nice and stable, can do stand-up paddleboarding as well normally, and now getting her back, getting her ski ready, ski ready again, and that's really, really fantastic. So bit by bit. So the chair Pilates class, where I teach that on Zoom, it's sitting and standing. That's been a really useful transition from physiotherapy to back to the Pilates sitting and standing work, starting off initially just sitting, now sitting and standing, and then the next transition will be going back to class as well. So that's really great. So big ticks there. She's living, you know, living a dream lifestyle, beat back doing things that loves to do. Also, let's head into number 9. So thank you, Debbie. So heading into number 9 now, also interviewed authors on the podcast. So Julie New has been one of them, my sister. We've also had authors such as Sophia Cooks, which have been really interesting interviews, and just educating us on other ways to reduce pain. So let's head into number 10. So I've also taught marathon runners. So Sam is a marathon runner who I interviewed on the podcast, but she's using Pilates in a very intelligent way. She's using it for injury prevention to maintain the strength to be able to do things such as running a marathon. I mean, wow. I used to run at 800 and 1500 meters, but yeah. So any of you who have run a marathon, one of my clients, I just found out she ran the London Marathon. Very impressive, Viv. Very impressed with you. Congratulations on that. But yeah, it's the best time to start Pilates is when you're fit and healthy and well, when there is no dis-ease in the body. Most people start to come along when there is dis-ease, but the earlier you come along, the better the outcome usually is, the less damage there is. So, and it also makes you feel younger. So I thought I'd just give that a shout out as well. So we are heading into the next one, number 11. So talking about scoliosis, just very briefly, Sarah Sell, flower essence practitioner, she shared all about how it's helped her back in scoliosis in one of the podcast interviews. So I can obviously talk all about them because I've shared it all on the podcast. But yeah, sometimes there can be big misalignments in the spine or medium misalignments in the spine. And in fact, one client I work with had some clients have had small, even spinal fusions. Some have had very large spinal fusions in the spine. This client didn't need an operation, but she's found by using the Pilates to support the spine and strengthen the muscles and have more stability. And also I teach you how to not just do that one-to-one transformational program, not just your class. You have to incorporate it into your lifestyle to get full benefits. You've got to think about how you sit, how you stand, how you walk, how you move, how you get out of bed in the morning. And the latest thing I've created for clients is 10 tips to reduce back pain to feel good. So if you would like a copy of that, just send me an email and I'll whiz that over to you. So yeah, okay, so that was that one. Next one. Okay, so just talk number 12, just talking briefly about whiplash. Whiplash happens after, for example, road traffic accidents. I had a major one in Australia, but Kate Kalin talks about it on one of the podcast interviews. And some of the head and neck stretches in Pilates and rehabilitation type exercises are very complementary to physiotherapy, actually. And some of us need this more, especially if you're desk bound, you sit a lot, or you sit at a desk a lot, or you're very sedentary for whatever reason. Sometimes that could be chronic fatigue and ME as well. But yeah, Kate talks all about that. In fact, Kate was so inspired by episode one of the podcast with Julie New and Sweet the Cat. She immediately booked in with me. She just immediately booked in. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, episode, please tune in. But I've also had, as well as a major road traffic accident, I was also in two bike falls and two minor accidents in a car. And the whiplash was quite severe, I have to say. But it really, really did help. I did see the doctor. I did see a physio. But the thing I found that helped the most was the head and neck stretches and the breathing, the relaxation and having a lie down, and gradually building up the movement again and the strength through the back to the neck. But that can be an ongoing thing, but a lot of people don't realize that you don't want to just be rigid after this. Obviously you've got to go through the stages of rehabilitation, but we actually often need to move more regularly. That's what I'm trying to say. So, I hope I've got the numbers right here. If I lose count, sorry. Trying to make each one a bit short and snappy. Number 11. So, ME, chronic fatigue, and the back. Hannah Sanderson was on the podcast, a lovely business friend of mine who's a singing teacher and vocal coach. So she shared her story, but she also shared her expertise as a guest expert on the podcast too. But she talked about how she'd had both a road traffic accident and an ice skating fall, actually. And she's been doing very, very well. She really has strengthened up, and also how it helps her still manage to exercise even with an ME diagnosis, which she has to really manage. But so if you're inspired to listen to that one, obviously please take a listen. So heading on to number 14. Take a breath in, take a breath out, smile. If you haven't listened to the episode on stress and burnout, you can find out the science behind smiling. Yes, you can. So number 14 is about major stress. Now, there is a podcast I did on that. However, I just want to give a big shout out to Anna Illingworth. Anna, I'd just like to say thank you very much for us becoming business friends at WIBN, which is Women in Business Networking. Fantastic networking for women in business. But we met there, and Anna actually, I can talk about Anna because she's been on a guest on the podcast. Anna is an employment lawyer. And she came to me, and once again, a little bit like Debbie, primary pain was stress, admitting the stress, personal and professional. Secondary pain, the back. So we'll talk about the stress today in relation to Anna. And so I started teaching her, and then I was like, oh, I can actually take Pilates for the stress side of things. I can actually take the Pilates out of this and break it down into 7 one-minute tools. It didn't come quite as fast as that with my epiphany. But I realized I could teach her at the desk and really quite radically reduce stress levels. I started using my sports science statistics and analysing over the last year and a half-ish, of how much people stress reduce by working with me and the tools that I teach. And I was like, so Anna only needed like one one-to-one transformational program, and then she was ready to kind of go into class or join in with her law firm with the stress calm tools. So I then started, thanks to Anna, thank you, Anna, I started teaching well-being workshops and programs in the workplace, both on Zoom, mostly on Zoom actually, sometimes Teams, but mostly Zoom, and sometimes in person. So I then started teaching Anna's law firm, and we worked together for 6 months regularly. The whole team were invited, a stress to calm workshops and program. And that inspired me, Anna inspired me, and seeing how it helped them so much, typically a 40 to 75% reduction in stress, feeling stronger and calmer and more resilient and ready to get to that inbox that some people find really stressful actually, and having so many things going on. It was just wonderful that I really want to help more people with this. So I have said this before, but I'll just say it again. Just want to say thank you to my publisher, our publisher actually, for, I will share my other book as well. So I'll do that in a minute. That's got to be separate, each bit separate. So yeah, I was just really, really grateful that our publisher then said, yeah. Well, it was my publisher, and then came also our publisher. So my second book I published with our publisher and McNider and Grace, Caroline there at McNider and Grace. But they said, who do you want to help? Why do you want to do this? And I was like, well, there's quite a few answers here. So I filled out the author questionnaire. We had a long, very long meeting about this. And I only asked for one book. But if you don't ask, you don't get. But I did only ask for one book. I didn't ask for more than that. Another book, I mean. But they saw it as a series, a stress to calm series. So we kind of delved into going into more detail in the research for each book and really tailoring it to that person and that profession. So the stress to calm series was born last year and this year with my co-author, Janie Lee Grace. So I would just like to say celebrate and thank you to, you know, our publisher. I've written this series with my co-author and friend, Janie Lee Grace. Thank you, Janie. You're amazing. And it's much better than it would have been. A team is better. A team is better, everyone. Would you agree? Would you agree? So we've written Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Lawyers. Then we wrote Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Nurses. then we wrote Stress to Calm in 7 minutes for teachers. So that's the latest. And yeah, I just want to say a big thank you for Anna, to our publisher, to Janie Lee Grace, McNiddle and Grace, to Janie Lee Grace. You know, this is exciting. It's exciting. It's all exciting because something I've always known about mindfulness Pilates on its own, it's excellent for the body, yes, but it's also excellent for stress reduction. It's also excellent for mental health. Our new books and my new work, the Stress to Calm work and the Wellbeing Workshop side of things, and our books, the Stress to Calm series, this is for better mental health. This is for better wellbeing. This is to have do-it-yourself tools that you can grab in just 1 minute or 7 minutes maximum to make yourself feel better. It's self-empowering. And we say in the book, just give us 1 minute. Will you give us a minute today and do a 1 minute exercise in today's breathing? Are you going to give us 1 minute? So it's up to you. Will you give us 1 minute? Yourself 1 minute, more to the point. So yeah, that's the big shout out there. So heading over, so yeah, I just like to say thank you. It's leading to all sorts of things. You know, like tomorrow, celebration, I'm teaching an accountancy software company. There are 50 in the team. They'll be joining me on Zoom for wellbeing workshop, Stress to Calm workshop, and I'll be empowering the team, you know, to be able to confidently go away and practice those tools afterwards. Of course, working regularly with a teacher is the best, but, you know, even dipping your toes in like that is great. So thank you for that amazing company for, you know, putting their team first, you know, not just providing a bowl of fruit, because that's not enough. It's not enough. And that's led to teaching schools and teachers. So if you are a school governor or know a head teacher, perhaps your child or children have a teacher and are going to school, hopefully. Then please introduce me to anyone you think would that I could help their school with it. I have zoomed in on Teams to teach a London school this year. There's 190 staff in this school, 100 teachers, 90 support staff. I taught on their staff wellbeing, their staff training day. So I do teach wellbeing workshops to, you know, the schools and teachers. And then obviously, if you're a lawyer or know a lawyer. I obviously teach the law firms and corporate, so that's starting to grow. So that's nice. Obviously, if you do know a nurse or a teacher and would like to gift the book to them, it's become one of the most bought books on Amazon for nurses and teachers as one of the most gifted books. So let's keep it high on the rankings for that. That would be amazing. They deserve treats, and they just deserve things that are going to help them. And we want them to stay in the profession. And I think part of that is having coping strategies as well, because it's a lot that they're very caring and they've got a lot to deal with in different ways. So, yeah, we loved researching the book. We brought in a lot of science and research behind each of the tools. They are all have research behind them as well. So, yeah, that one had quite a big shout out today. OK, continuing this theme with number 15. The monkey mind. I did an episode on the monkey mind. That's when your brain just cannot switch off. Oh my God, can you relate to this? Yes, I can. I am a former workaholic and my mind does not naturally switch off because it's got lots of ideas, sometimes too many ideas. So when you are doing the breathing during the podcast, it doesn't matter if your mind wanders off some of the time, but then just go back to focusing on the breathing or whatever the tool or exercise is, and just say well done for practicing. And notice if you feel a bit or a lot better after. I had some teachers when I was teaching at Wellbeing 2024 at Bournemouth University, a fantastic event run by Liz Davies. From the charity Shine Charity, amazing. They're doing amazing stuff for mental health wellbeing for the schools, especially secondary school children. Actually, you know, it was wonderful teaching both the secondary school children and the teachers and support staff as well. So yeah, I'd like to say thank you for that as well. That opportunity to help them not have monkey minds And some of the teachers just could not believe, a couple of them said, they just couldn't believe how well they could switch off in that 1 minute with me. I think they were astonished that that was even possible. So I would love every school worldwide to have these tools provided from us and the books. So to be continued, one school and teacher at a time at the moment, but the goal is all of them. Yeah. Okay, let's go to next one. Here we go. Breathe in, breathe out. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, muscle spasms. Okay, as a general rule, with general muscle spasms in the back, for example, they just generally are not necessary. Not necessary. I mean, I find if somebody does regular mindfulness Pilates with me, there's no need for them to be getting muscle spasms, going to the GP, going off to a practitioner, ending up in pain or agony. It's usually there's been neglect in the body and sometimes neglect in the mind as well. Julie is an example of this. Julie New, who was on a previous episode. So if you want to listen to more about muscle spasms and how to prevent them, and yeah, you just don't need to go there with things like that. They really are very unnecessary, very painful, but very unnecessary. So yeah. I had a warning sign of that myself the other day. I hadn't stretched after this long walk, extra exercise I'd done that day, and going on the electric bike and this and that. I hadn't done extra hamstring stretches, and my left hamstring woke me in the night, and I was like, oh my goodness. So we just have to look after ourselves. Sometimes we get reminders and they're like, ooh, okay, I won't do that again and not forget to stretch, because you can't just strengthen. Equally, you can't just stretch. Neither of those are enough. Equally, you can't only do Pilates, because we also need cardiovascular exercise. So yeah, just give that a mention. Okay, I'm hoping I'm getting my numbers right here. Number 17. Breathe in, breathe out. Good posture. Lengthen through the top of the head. Helium balloon through the top of the head. Smile again. Okay, next one, motivation. My job is to motivate you. My sister calls me Miss Motivator. And yeah, practicing something once a week is not enough. So let's get practicing daily, and let's incorporate it into our lifestyle, which means it becomes a more natural thing to do. Habits. Now, one of my new clients has got into the habit of doing a regular transformational one-to-one program with me, and results have been quite astonishing, actually, in 4 weeks so far. I have to say, it's been very, very good. Posture's good. Gone from quite weak core stability. It's stabilized by week four, actually, which some clients take 6 to 12 months to achieve that. This client, very quick, which is amazing. But they haven't got into a regular habit of the daily 6 minutes practice and more. They are incorporating some things into their lifestyle. So they're now motivated, and they know why they're motivated. And I'm educating them in what's going well and what to watch out for, and the things that they can watch out for by looking in the mirror to double check positioning and posture and stuff like that. So habits, we can stack habits as well. It's something that Dr. Rangan Chatterjee talks about quite a lot, that we can stack habits. I don't know if he calls it that exactly. There is even a habit stacking kind of book, which I haven't actually read that one, but it sounds really good. But adding one habit to another. So for example, in mindfulness Pilates practice, for example, you would do your breathing, you do stretches, you do some strengthening, and then when you have a bit more time, you add a core stability exercise in. When you have more time with a habit, say on a weekend, you add in a back strengthening. When you have more time, or you need it anyway, if you need it anyway, we want to motivate ourselves to add more time in to prevent injury or to recover from doing something such as a long car journey or long travel or sitting too long. that sort of thing, then we can motivate ourselves. Like I always, you know, to do a bit more. Another habit stack is I always pick my clients an affirmation card, or they use them at home as well. So you can habit stack adding, have your own deck of cards, have them where you can see them as well. Have your mat and things you practice with, or to remind you to practice visually on view. You don't want it tucked away in a cupboard, ideally not, because then you're more likely to practice. So like having a deck of cards out that you use daily or regularly, give them a shuffle, pick a quick card of the podcast today is I love to read. Reading makes me happy. You can habit stack that as well by having a pen, having your notebook ready for to do 1 minute journaling, if that's part of like your practice, or you want it to be part of your practice, which most clients do in the stress to calm or the mindfulness Pilates side of things. So that's habits. That's good. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Relax. Release your shoulders, happy shoulders. Let's take a couple of shoulder shrugs, lift your shoulders to your ears, drop them down. And again, breathe in, lift your shoulders up, drop them down. Any tension, blow it out the window. And let's head into number 18, hopefully. So Alan Walsh I interviewed on the podcast, and it's all about the discs and the back. This interview is the shortest one, I think, 6 minutes long. But he talked about how horrendous his posture was when he arrived to see me. It really was not helping his back situation and his discs. It was it's called a sway back posture, where the knees are locking out. That makes the low back overarch, the tummy pop out. He's then leaning right back, and then his head was poking forward. And so he was so, weakness and misalignment and muscle imbalances all over the place. Anyway, if you want to listen to Alan talking about his back strength transformation, take a listen. But yeah, thanks, Alan, for being on the podcast. That was great. So let's head on to the next one. I did do a whole episode actually on road traffic accidents. So if that does relate to you, please take a listen, because things don't have to stay, you know, the same, you know, and you can get different types of support for that. I got support myself physically and mentally after that. But it's something I'm very good at helping people with. So that is that. Number 20, here we go. Breathe in, breathe out. Here we go. Give yourself a laugh or a smile. Circle your shoulders a couple of times one way, a couple of times the other way. Let's head into number 20. I get asked this question a lot. Are you ready? What is the difference between Pilates and yoga? Honestly, there's a lot of difference. To be honest, if you want to know the answer, listen to the podcast that says what is the difference between Pilates and yoga. That's all I have to say about that today. Obviously, if you are going through aches and pains and injury, or particularly disc problems, prolapsed disc, I would strongly suggest you go down the Pilates route. That's something that I can help you with. So if you're into yoga, that is fine too. Some do both, which is fine. Okay, number 21, here we go. Breathe in, breathe out. Okay, having a morning routine. What I mean by this is doing something for you, for your mind, your body, your soul, or, you know, you, that is going to help you have a better day and feel better in your strength, your resilience, your mental health. So this might be more the stress to calm tools, you know, which obviously we teach in the book. And workshops. It might be the body as well, such as Pilates or going for a walk. So I did a whole podcast episode. I've talked about morning routine, about my personal morning routine, although it has changed quite a lot since I did that last one on it. But it is very good to dedicate some time every morning just for you. that, you know, it's not got nothing to do with your child, children, whether you have child or children or not, partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's something just for you. Just for you, your special time. This special time can be even just 6 minutes long, 7 minutes long. So don't ask me why, but with my sort of stress to calm side of things, it's ended up being 7 minutes long. And then for my mindfulness Pilates class, it's ended up being 6 minutes long. Don't ask me why that is, unless you want to. So yeah, I highly recommend you do dedicate some time, because if we look after ourselves, life can be better. It really, really can. I mean, it highlighted it. There was they gave anonymous feedback after the Wellbeing 2024 event, after I'd done an inspirational talk in the lecture theatre. And one of the secondary school children's anonymous feedback, you know, they were the highest stress score you could choose before they started. And afterwards, their stress score was good, that they were in the okay, good range. And that was incredible to see. So we have the power within us. You have the power within you to change your state. And that's something to always remember. But we have a choice. Janie and I say in our book, you have a choice. I have a choice. We all have a choice of choosing happiness or not. And we can choose things to help us with our mental health, our physical health, our overall well-being, or we can not choose that. Of course, you know, sometimes we need more medical support, being a GP or relevant practitioner or psychologist, therapist. That's always there for everybody to tap into. But on a daily, regular basis, we have a choice if we add in intelligent, sensible tools such as mindfulness Pilates or the stress to calm tools, because they can make such a difference. I mean, I can't thank it all enough, really, myself. I just like to say, I just don't know where my life and work would be now if I didn't have all of this. And I think, sadly, in some ways, but I've had to go through so much trauma, and near-death experiences. People see me all sunny on the outside most of the time now, not always. But I'm just hugely grateful that I get to teach what I needed to learn, and that I have all of these things at the tips of my fingertips that I can grab and use to my advantage to help, you know, my mental health. And physical health. And for me now, the physical is how I started with all of this. But my goodness, did my mental health need this support on the way? It really did. And I just like to say thank you for that. Which kind of leads really nicely onto number 22. Are you ready? Breathe in, breathe out. Through the nose, out through the mouth. Gratitude. Yeah. What are you grateful for right now, listening to this right now? Where are you listening right now? I just like to say I'm very grateful. They kind of tie in together, but I am hugely grateful. I couldn't live without all these tools. I reckon I'd have ended up with a back operation at least 10 years ago if I didn't have all of this. I got as far as having spinal injections all those years ago. Know it's like to have two other major surgeries in my body, but the back, I didn't have to have it on the back, and I'm very grateful for that, that Pilates has helped hold me together, and the stress to calm tools help hold me mentally together, at least okay or good or very good or amazing some days, you know. So I'm grateful to be mostly in that zone of okay to amazing. And I do believe what I teach and what I've created and what I've learned, and goodness knows how many studies I did and how many people I've taught over 26 years. I don't know how many people I've worked with overall, but I just like to say thank you to you all, and thank you to all of this for myself as well. It's quite a big thing, to be honest. Okay, so 23, breathe in, breathe out. Are you ready? We're nearly at the end now. So Susie Sprigg was interviewed who is a great business coach and women in business network franchisee and disc trainer. She was interviewed, Susie was interviewed on my podcast, all about having an operation on her neck and pain and lumbar spine to maintenance. And she's a real shining example of how, yes, she did seek the medical help. Of course, she's a doctor. It was all very severe on her neck. And she shares this in the podcast interview. And she did have to have an operation on her neck, which went very, very successfully, actually. But she still had the prolapse disc and the residue on the back. And she's a shining example of how she's looking after herself, you know, she's looking after herself with the Pilates to support her body and her mind. So take a listen if you're inspired by that, because she's now able to do intermediate to advanced Pilates, and she even does the one-to-one transformational work with me regularly, as well as a regular class. And well done, that's what I have to say. Well done, high five. So next one. So here we go. Breathe in, breathe out. How's your posture now, right now? Will you sit with better posture or stand with better posture today? So the next one I want to talk about is Heather Ashley, who's a Wim Hof teacher and coach, was interviewed on my podcast. And it was just a really nice episode because it was inspiring and it's been shared quite a lot. And I just shared my hobby. I love going and plunging in the sea and walking by the sea and making new friends. And Heather has enabled me to do that. Also, she shares the power of the cold. Now, I don't just recommend the stress to calm tools and the mindfulness Pilates. There are many other things that equate to well-being. I mean, sleep, I think, is even higher up there. It, you know, it's vitally important. Nutrition, movement of walking, fresh air, nature, all these things are so vitally important. And she also, you know, there are other things that reduce pain or eradicate pain as well. One of them is cold water. And a lot of people say, oh God, cold shower. Well, if you want to know a bit more about the benefits and why you might do that, then obviously listen to that episode. But I do, you know, when clients, one of my clients came along with a knee inflammation this week, and of course is, you know, obviously it's good to see the GP and things like that. Or physio, but obviously needing the anti-inflammatory effect. So he's going to be using an ice, squidgy ice pack covered in a pillowcase kind of thing. But also the ice baths are amazing. It's a hobby of mine, but not everybody necessarily may or may not go to an ice bath. But we have got the ability to use a hot and cold shower. So I do recommend, you know, the cold, if you have an area of pain after your hot shower, to, you know, hold it on that area, you know, the cold shower for 30 seconds or so. Heather recommends you build it up to 2 minutes for the whole body. For my low back every day, I do 30 seconds on my low back every day. I do an extra 30 seconds on my wrist. Yeah, you can listen to that episode if you want to. And what else shall I say? So let's move on to the next one. Take a breath in, take a breath out. I will also give a shout out and a thank you to my publisher for publishing my other book, I Talk to Angels. It's completely different. This is my battered copy of it because it's been much read a lot and coloured in and written in. And yeah, so I just want to give a big thank you to the healing journey I've been on and all the things I've learned and taught along the way and still love, such as Reiki healing and the angel healing. And with one-to-one transformational programs, most of them I would say are mainstream and more the science and researchy side, and the exercise and the mindfulness Pilates, or the stress to calm as well. But actually, another thing that can reduce pain, which some people choose to have in their one-to-one programs, is also angel healing, supported with Reiki healing, Because sometimes I have done an episode in the, on other podcasts on, is there a link between physical, emotional pain and mental pain? Yes, there is. And there are other angles to this, which I won't go into now. But that's something I can also just include in the one-to-one transformational programs, which I have done as well, because sometimes there are other things going on, not just the physical. The physical is often very much there and there's diagnosis and everything, but there can be some deeper healing that needs to be done. So sometimes we delve into that if necessary. I'm doing that in a one-to-one transformational program coming up actually. And it's interesting to see how it can help reduce the pain levels as well. And feel better. And make changes that are going to shift for some really, really negative, very toxic things that are going on in people's lives. And I've experienced this in myself. And oh, life is much better when you don't have toxic people going on in your life. I can tell you that much. And that, as you can probably relate to as well. So I think that it is nice to give a little shout out there as well. And the final one, actually, 26. Taking a breath in, taking a breath out. Something I'd like to say thank you to, the inspiration in different ways that have come in of me designing tools to help people. You know, as I said near the beginning, my values are family, making a difference and well-being. And I do love to design things to help people. So some of the things I've designed along the way are the Happy Kids cards for the children, as well as every week we always pick a card, don't we? Happy and Calm card and the podcast together. So, yeah, I'd just like to say that, yeah, let's pick you a Happy Kids card as well today. So these ones are particularly more for the primary school children. They're a deck of 52 cards. So let's pick a card before going into a very late meditation today. So we'll make it a minute meditation for today, but let's pick you a card before we go. But I just want to say thank you. I'm grateful for being a designer, being a teacher, being an author. And yeah, let's see what we've got here. Best card for the episode. I am relaxed. I relax before bedtime. What does that mean to you today? So let's head into meditation now. We're just going to do a 1 minute breathe and relax. And interestingly, in the first 16 years of my work, I never mentioned the word meditation ever. It was too far out there. But now there's research and science behind it and everything. Everyone thinks it's a normal word now, and it is. So I now say meditation. So I really hope you enjoy it. That's 26 celebrations and thank yous. Let's head into meditation now. Take a breath in, breath out. Don't do this whilst you're driving. And I really hope you enjoy it today. It's just 1 minute long. You can do this sitting, standing, lying down, or even on a walk. Enjoy. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. Into your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy. Happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. Hello, welcome back. How do you feel after today's breathe and relax? So that's a 1 minute stress to calm tool where you're just simply inhaling and exhaling and relaxing. So that can be good on a kind of day-to-day basis. Sorry, I'm digging my belt, the bells here. However, I was involved in a stressful situation over the last week. I won't go into details, but that breathing did not work for me. I actually got more anxious with the situation I was in. I'm not going into details of the situation I was in. And my breathing was getting faster, and I was actually going into the fight and flight kind of stress response, where you're not into a full-blown panic attack, but the breathing was actually starting to get panicked as opposed to slowing down and calming down and calming the nervous system, which is what you want breathing and meditation to help you with. What I then did was I switched it up. I stopped that breathing and I switched over to, I call it triangle breathing actually. Box breathing is used a lot, which is great, but a lot of people find it too hard. So anyway, I just do triangle, where you're going breathing in for four, hold your breath for up to four, out for four, relax, and just concentrate on it and keep it going for as long as you need to, until you've calmed down or until the stressful thing is over. And that's what I did that day. And I was in the zone then. I was in the zone. And there we go. And I felt more in control, much better, able to cope with the thing that was going on at the time. So, and remember, firefighters in America are using that technique all the time. At work, on a shift, in a fire, to recover after. Whether you're a firefighter or not, you can use this technique too, and use it to your advantage. You can do it just 5 times, 10 times, or as I said, until that stressful thing is over. So today was an opportunity to say happy birthday, Mindfulness Pilates, of my over 26 years of dedication to this work. It's been a journey. I don't know what to say. It's been a journey. I'd like to say thank you to every single person that I've helped, every single client I've worked with, including family. And if you would like to share of how my work has helped you, or book, or teaching, podcast, I would love it if you would leave a review or send me a jolly email with how it's helped. I really should have brought along an email that somebody wrote to me, an old client. That would have been so nice to have shared in this episode. But anyway, I haven't got it with me. But she wrote to me out of the blue, and it's like, wow, that was just beautiful to read. So it would have been nice to have finished with that today. But never mind. If I can find it, I'll add it on. Thank you so much for listening today. Please rate, review, share, all that stuff. But yeah, if it has helped in any way, I would love to know, because feedback is gold and it motivates me to turn up to talk to you. I think I've been babbling on way too long today. 26 things is quite a lot. The other thing somebody suggested is to share 26 lessons that I've learned in business and life. I might do that for you, but if you've got any other suggestions, please let me know. Another episode coming up is going to be 15 tips to reduce back pain to feel good. My clients have been finding that extremely useful. And what else to share with you? And then we've got a special guest coming up, Estella, who is a head of family law in a law firm in London, and she's loving the book, and she's been doing the Pilates, and she's practicing the stress to calm tools. But she's also an author of 2 children's books. I think it's now 3 coming up. So you'll get to share a lot about you'll get to hear a lot about all of that as well. So thank you for listening. Have a great week, and sending you lots of love, and give yourself a smile today. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website, And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.